I'm Alex, confidence coach for women. Welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust. How are you today? So, like you saw in the intro, do you have a little voice in your head? I do. Actually, I know we all do. We all do. It's called self-talk, and it is conscience, maybe our conscience, our little Jiminy Cricket, if you're familiar with him, the little cricket from Disney that, keeps Pinocchio on the path to always telling the truth and doing the right thing. And there's other examples of that, but yeah, so we all have it. And I know that sometimes some people think that, I don't know, when you say it out loud, it sounds like you're talking about like a mental illness, but I'm not. This is just kind of like, it's not like an actual voice in your head. That is separate. And if you do have actual voices in your head, please get help. That is a serious problem. And I don't want to make light of it because I've known a lot of patients who have had that when I was a therapist before, and it's pretty scary. What I'm talking about is just more of like active thoughts in your mind that kind of guide you. Like when you ask yourself, should I wear black or blue today? Man, you know, I'm feeling good on this bike ride. I bet I can make another mile. Or maybe you're walking and you're like, oh, it's kind of dark. I need to turn around. It's this kind of thought process in your head that keeps you going, keeps you feeling good, and can also, which is what I want to talk about, keep you down, because it is very possible that the voice in your head might be telling you, and I don't want to call it the voice in your head. Can we just call it Jiminy? Jiminy might be telling you that, actually, I don't even know that I can do that because isn't that copyrighted? Okay. I don't know. Well, this little thought process in your head, right, can keep you down. Like, what about on bad days when you don't feel like getting out of bed and you're like, man, I'm not good at it anyway. What is the point of trying? Because I know I can't actually do it or get it right. That's a bad, you don't want to listen to that. Or, man, I don't want to go to this dinner party because I look bad in everything that I wear. I gained so much weight. I'm just not going to go. Also bad. You don't want to listen to that voice. Or like, man, if you're single, that guy's really cute. Maybe he wants to talk to me. Why would he want to talk to me? I don't think he does. He's clearly looking at my friend. Bad voice. Probably not true. Don't listen to that one. Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying? It is this like conscious thought process that you continuously have about yourself. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. And when we are trying to build our confidence, when we're trying to build our self-esteem, we need to pay attention to what that voice is saying most of the time. Now, because it is our conscience, sometimes it's good that there are some bad things because it keeps us from getting too reckless, right? But you have to be aware of how often that is happening and how that is affecting your daily life. Because if you are not staying aware, then it could create a lot of negativity in your life in different areas. And it can keep you perhaps fearful. It can keep you from achieving goals. It can keep you from feeling successful if you continue to listen to it. Let's say you're up for a promotion and a coworker who does similar work also is up for a promotion, and you're like, well, clearly they're going to get it because I don't think that I could do this, this, or that. That is the negative version. What you should be saying is, man, I know that the competition is going to be hard, but I deserve this. I've worked hard at it, and this is what I'm going to do to achieve this goal. Now, let's say you don't get it. Now, do we bash ourselves and we say, man, I knew I wasn't going to get it. I'm really not that good at this. No, that's not what we do, okay? You've seen those memes about like, oh, they're anxiety memes. And it's like, so what do we do when we have the money? And then like the other person's like, we go to Disney World, and the therapist says, no. They're really cute. They're all popular on Facebook. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm all into the mental health world. But no, that's not what you do. Okay. What you do is you're like, man, that stinks. I can't believe I missed it. I wonder where I can improve so that next time I am ready. And then you take those steps so that next time you are 100% successful. And who knows, maybe the promotion that you end up getting is way better than the one that you just missed out on. Sometimes that also is true, okay? We don't know what is going on in the world, right? We only know what's in our own little bubble, in our own little window. But sometimes, and it's true, the one door closes, so another door opens. Saying is true. Sometimes that door closes, but the one that's going to open is so much better. You just have to be patient. The problem, and I have struggled with this a lot, is being patient, and I want things now, and I want it the way that I want it. But a lot of times, for me, that doesn't happen, and that is okay, because in the long run, my life has been better because those doors were closed. So now you need to look back at your life and like take inventory, kind of like I told you in last week's episode about self-reflection. Like reflect on those things, you know? Okay, yeah, I didn't get that promotion, but it was worth it because that meant I was able to do this, this, and that. No, I didn't get that job, but then that meant I had to move to another state where I met my husband. Ah, that was me. That did happen to me once, okay? I was trying to change jobs. It didn't happen. I ended up moving, met my husband, and now here I am all these years later, not doing what I was doing, which was when I was in mental health, working with severely mentally ill patients. Now I run my own coaching business with amazing moms, or not moms, women. Sorry, I'm a mom, so I say that. Amazing women that are just so joyful to be around. And it's so nice. And I'm, you know, it didn't work out the way I thought it would at all. But this life is so much better than the one that I had planned out for myself. So sometimes you have to think about that, okay? And just like we talked about last week, again, with that self-reflection. By the way, self-reflection is something that needs to be a continual exercise for you. Reflect on it when you're out in quiet. How are things going? You know, ask yourself, make a list, mental list, and know what it is. How are things going? How do I feel? How is this person treating me? How are these fights really important with my friend or my spouse? Am I doing a good job at work? Am I doing a good job for my kids? Am I making the right decisions, right? It's important to always reflect. And then that's when you listen to that ongoing little monologue of your conscience. And you make sure that the answers are positive, okay? Because there's always a negative way and a positive way to say something. Make sure that they are positive, okay? So pay attention when you self-reflect. That's the first thing I have for you is pay attention. What are you actually saying to yourself? How are you treating yourself? How do you feel after you hear this voice in your head? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel down? Are you doubting yourself? No, we don't want any of that. You need to feel the other way, like encouraged, motivated to keep going, understanding that, you know what, this was like an incident and next time it's going to be much better. Okay, pay attention to how you're talking about yourself. So when something that you want doesn't happen, don't treat yourself like a failure. Don't talk to yourself. Don't talk down to yourself. Don't treat yourself like you could have done better. Maybe you did the best that you could and it just wasn't where you needed to be at that time. Okay, make sure that what you're telling yourself is good. It's positive. Be your biggest cheerleader. Okay, which brings me to the second one. Treat yourself kindly. Okay, and that means when you mess up, and we all do, including myself, pick yourself up, have kind words to yourself. Like, man, that really stinks that you did that, but let's get it better next time, okay? Wow, you know, oh my gosh, I drew a blank on an example there. It was such a good one. It'll come back to me in a minute. Okay, but when things happen, make sure that you're using kindness. Give yourself grace. Remember, nobody is perfect. We all mess up. I don't care what Instagram and Facebook show you. We all mess up, okay? None of us have it together. So I don't know if she'll appreciate me telling you this or not, but my sister-in-law sent me a picture yesterday, cutest picture of my nephews. Adorable. I loved it. I loved looking at their little faces. I thought their personality showed up. And she sends me the picture of this caption. Looks good, right? But no. First, we had this fight. She listed like three arguments she had to have with them, two ongoing fights that happened between the two kids, and how frustrated she was just to get that one picture. And I answered, welcome to the world of Instagram, Mom, because what you see on those pictures is not what is really happening. And I have said this, and if you have followed me for any amount of time, you know that I'm quite passionate about this, okay? Instagram is a lie. Those pictures, 90% of them are not real. Now, some women do try to present a more realistic version of life, or they'll caption it with stuff like my sister-in-law did. And she's like, but all of these things that went wrong just to get here, right? So because social media is so prevalent in our lives. I mean, it's easy access, it's everywhere. You start to think that you're doing something wrong, but you're not. There's nothing wrong in all of those women, all of them. I don't care how perfect their pictures are. Also, take a note. If you look at all those pictures and videos, they're usually in the same room, in the same space, probably because they have it set up. And I know this because I used to do that, okay? When I very first started, I had this one area in my kitchen where I took most of my pictures, and it was always neat and picked up. Not the rest of my house, okay? And I do that now. I have my own little office space, and I like it. But my house just depends on the day. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get when you come and visit. Come on down. We'll see, okay? But I don't let myself get down on those things. I know that we have bad days. I know I have days where I don't feel good, or I have a ton of things, or I have a lot of client calls and I can't get to the house. But that's okay, because, you know, next week I'll get it figured out. So treat yourself with kindness. And that applies at home life as well as work life. You're not going to get every client that you're trying to book. They're not all going to say yes. You're not going to get every promotion that you go after. That doesn't really happen to most people, like 1% of people maybe, okay? You're not going to get every job that you apply for. Maybe you've been looking for a job for a while and you're starting to think maybe there's something wrong with you. There isn't. Job market is insane. Okay, keep trying, don't give up. Maybe like tweak what you're looking for a little bit, but it's not you. It's just the state of the world that we're in right now. So when things don't go right, make sure that you talk to yourself with kindness. And the next thing is, when things go wrong, make sure you surround yourself with people that are going to be uplifting, good friends, those friends that are worth keeping. Make sure that the people in your life are cheerleaders, not people that are constantly picking on you and telling you everything that is wrong with you, or everything that you're getting wrong, or how you need to get things better. No, those are not the people you want in your life. You want the people who are like, wow, you know, Alex, you did really good this time. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I know that's really disappointing. You know, they say something like, that's really disappointing. I know you're looking forward to that, but you'll get the next one, right? Those are the people you want in your life. That's the kind of spouse that you want. That's the kind of friends that you want, the kind of family that you want. So when things are going bad, make sure you stick with that crowd of people. And the last thing is to practice. We all fall victim to it. We're all victim to talking bad, saying negative things, getting down on ourselves, being too hard on ourselves. That is the way to say it, okay? Sometimes we are way too hard on ourselves in our thoughts about ourselves, and it comes up in that inner monologue. I know, I've said it so many different ways. I don't know how you want to refer to it. Your conscience, your Joni Cricket, your inner voice, your inner monologue, whatever it is, however you want to phrase it, be kind to yourself when you use it, okay? Now, just the same as last week, for this particular lesson, I have a blog post that I'm going to link in the descriptions. It has a lot more detail and steps that you can take to how to apply this to yourself. And if you're still not clear, there will be a link also to that free call where I will help you find that one thing to break through into confidence. How can you get started? What is that one thing that's really, really the big thing that you need to work on? I'll help you identify it, and I'll help give you a plan to get started on it. Both are free. Don't miss out on that, guys. Free help, okay? You guys know mental health ain't cheap, right? So I'm offering you a couple of free resources to be able to at least get started on the right foot. And then you can go from there. Now, all of this, yeah, you can do all of this on your own. But I am also here to help you. If you want that, just let me know. Message me below. And if you have any other ideas, what should we call this in a little Jiminy? Let me know in the crickets. I want to know what you refer to this inner monologue in your mind as. And yeah, so you guys have a great week. I will see you next week. You bring the coffee. I'll bring the pixie dust, and we'll get working to building our confidence together. Have a great week, guys. Bye.